But first,
with the coalition currently favoured by less than 1 in 5 voters in the recent news poll, Liberal leader Susan Lee finds herself walking the political tightrope. For now, she has healed the split between the coalition partners, the Nationals, who had a 17-day divorce after 3 ministers voted against the hate speech legislation and were removed from their posts. Stephen Hill asked veteran Press Gallery journalist Mark Kenny, what are the prospects of a leadership spill in the coming days?
It's going to be very difficult. The blood is in the water, if I can use an overly graphic analogy. My experience with these things is when instability, backgrounding, public commentary, and the overall atmosphere of intrigue in Canberra reaches the levels that it has reached now, there's usually no going back. Now, that doesn't mean that Susan Lee can't win a party room ballot, and it may well be that she still narrowly has the numbers in her party room, but it seems like some sort of challenge from Angus Taylor is imminent.
Seen Angus Taylor organising some of his key lieutenants for this possible leadership challenge. What can we expect Angus Taylor to do?
I think this is going to come to a head in the next few days of parliamentary sittings. One of the possibilities is that there could be a spill motion and at a special meeting on Friday, but others are speculating that it might even be before that. If Susan Lee has survived this week, then she's probably going to survive for some period longer. If there were to be a spill motion at a meeting and she were to survive handsomely, that would put to bed any challenge in the short term. But at the moment, what it looks like happening is pressure is mounting behind the idea of a challenge from the right of the party behind Angus Taylor. Taylor himself has not been saying much, and his position is quickly becoming untenable in the shadow cabinet. And if you're about to challenge the leader, then by definition, you don't support the leader, it's not tenable for a person in that situation to remain in the shadow cabinet. I think in the next 24 hours, we are expecting to see Angus Taylor resign his position as shadow minister for defence. That would clear the way for him to then challenge. But of course, he will need the support of a number of others in the party room, including a number of others in the shadow cabinet. So we may see then a cascade of other senior shadow cabinet ministers also resigning their positions in order to declare support for Angus Taylor. And then it's really a counting game as to how things proceed. One of the tricks that has been used in the past by leaders under siege, Malcolm Turnbull did this, is to put conditions on how a spill meeting could occur. And one of those conditions might be to require the challenging side, that is the right of the party, to produce a list of signatures that constitutes more than half of the party room. That would be 26 or 27 signatures, at which point that Susan Lee's leadership would be over by virtue of the spill motion itself. We have to ask the question, why is Taylor going slow? Well, we probably conclude that means that either he doesn't have the numbers, he's not sure that he has the numbers, or if he does have the numbers, that it's so close that it could be vulnerable, or it could be a very narrow win if he was to have it. You know, all of these things enter into the equation. But I suspect at the moment, Taylor's numbers are unreliable. If he's confident that he's got the numbers and he can get those signatures together, if that's the demand and he agrees to that demand, then I guess it can all proceed. But one of the criticisms of that approach of requiring signatures is that it's sort of meant to be a secret ballot, the leadership. And if you have a requirement that you have to get signatures on a piece of paper indicating non-support for the leader, effectively, by virtue of wanting a spill motion, then you're really asking people to declare their positions. That would mean a number of people in the shadow cabinet, in the outer cabinet, would have to declare their position even ahead of a meeting that might not happen. You might think, well, why would I put my name on that? There might not be sufficient votes in the end to force the meeting, and all I've done is declared my position, my opposition to the leaders. You can see that it's a pretty scary prospect for a number of people who are wondering how their party got them into this mess and what's going to be the resolution.
We also have the sort of continual conflict with the National Party, with David Littleproud and Susan Lees having already experienced some problems with the gumboot diplomacy. With the Nationals fearing One Nation, do you think that this is also leading to instability that is making it much more difficult for Susan Lees to hold on to her position?
I think it has, frankly. I think it's a good question, because there's no doubt that the coalition, which has been a very stable partnership, it's only broken down 4 times, and 2 of those times have been in the space of 8 months since the last election. under David Littleproud. So the Littleproud-Lee relationship has been fractious. I don't think there's any great affection there or trust. And the overall sense of instability around the coalition and, of course, the polls, which are showing the Liberal Party and the Nats both extremely unpopular with voters at the moment, put those two things together. And Susan Lee's in a sort of a perfect storm. Very low morale, very low hope of winning the next election, very low levels of unity, distrust between the two parties, distrust within the parties, ambition, all of these things swirling around. And, of course, this is the first female leader the Liberal Party's ever had. And at the moment, the way things stand, there's a very good chance that she won't make it to a year before she's toppled. And the Liberal Party has to think about what that looks like to Australian voters, particularly female voters who've been among the first to walk away from the Liberal Party in the last couple of elections.
Mark Kenny from Australian National University and the podcast Democracy Sausage speaking to Stephen Hill.